Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your ghost stories. You will be appearing on Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Some people pay for it. Most of you get it for free on Acast. Some of you, there's a lot of fellas here, just came here because you thought Robot Wars was in here tonight. It's next week. My assistant is starting the recording process. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. I will be requiring an assistant to take this microphone and help me pass it on to somebody. Who would like to do that? Wait, would you like to do it, my friend? Don't sound too enthusiastic. You enjoying yourself?
Yes.
Tell your f***ing face then. Face like f***ing soggy obnob, this bloke. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to do, and let me tell you, the winner will win one of these. This is a Disco Manville Pennoy Grooves, which Ricky gave me there. I wasn't listening to the instructions when he told me. And this is a Mono Loco mixtape T-shirt. Both of these are highly, highly sought after. Ladies and gentlemen, please, can we have our first offering tonight for a spooky story? Make it good. I think it was you. Just write this gentleman down here. Please remind me of your name, sir.
Trapped.
Yeah, don't build your part up, mate. It's just...
Garen.
What was this chap's name again?
Idiot.
Apprentice.
No. Apprentice, thank you. Apprentice, give him the microphone for f***'s sake. What's your name, my friend?
John.
John. Yeah. John, please regale us with a very spooky story.
Okay, so this happened about 20 years ago.
Yes.
So I lived in Croydon and I worked in Farnborough, Hampshire.
Right.
Sometimes I would drive and sometimes I would get the train. So if I got the train, I'd always be on a late and I'd go back to the train station and there was a KFC. And I would drop into the KFC, I'd grab some chicken.
Right.
Eat the chicken while I'm waiting for the train.
Just while you're waiting for the train, sort
of. Exactly. So, on this occasion, I was on the train, I came back, and it said closed until further notice. Well, oh, okay.
What's
the KFC.
It? I've got it, yeah.
So, no chicken that night.
I've got it.
And then for a while, I was driving back and to from work.
Right.
So, now I'm back on the train, I happen to notice the KFC...
Christ almighty.
It's important. I noticed the KFC was open, so I went in there. So I said, oh, you were shut for a while, weren't you? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, bear with me. And she ran out the back. So I'm stood in the KFC, just me.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning up against the counter waiting for her to come
back.
I'm
going to need another shave in a minute.
And then while I'm waiting by myself,
yes.
Somebody tapped me on the shoulder.
Fuck off.
Yes. So I turned round, there's nobody in the shop.
Oh my fucking God.
I turn round, there's nobody in the shop but me. She then comes back and says, those bloody kids set fire to the bins.
Right.
Okay. What can I get you? I said, oh, by the way, why were you shut? Oh, I don't want to tell you that. Well, why? Because you won't want to eat any chicken. No, go and tell me. The guy upstairs hung himself.
What you're supposed to do is...
Now, listen, so the guy... She said the guy upstairs hung himself and we didn't know until the maggots fell through the ceiling. And that's why we had to shut the shop. And moments before she told me that, something had tapped me on the shoulder. Now, you can go on Facebook or Google and type in man who hung himself in Farnborough KFC, and it's there.
Yeah, I know the fucking feeling. I'm feeling a bit like it myself.
Clinton.
Well, that was a zinger of a story. Finger-licking shite. But the thing is... I think it says fucking Colonel Saunders. So, just to get this straight, Aim, you believe it was the dead man who tapped you on the shoulder, or was it a maggot?
It would be a big maggot if it had felt that much on my shoulder. It was the dead man, yeah. Who was clearly wanted some chicken as well.
How certain are you that... It was, I mean, was it not, I don't know, a breeze or...
No, it was a poke on the shoulder.
Well, it's not bad, is it? What do we think? Oh, well, overwhelming response.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Do you think it was Colonel Saunders?
Yes. Are you listening on Plus One? Well, that was 11 different herbs and spices. All of them salt and a bit of flour. 3 out of 10. Right, next. Can we have someone else? If no one else beats that rather lame story, then this T-shirt is going to go to that man. But thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it, John. Apprentice, will you please pass the microphone to the next person? Who has a ghost story, please?
This side.
Who's got a ghost? Come on. I know somebody has.
Who else has been touched in KFC?
All right, I tell what we're going to do. We're going to go down to our friends here, the beef eaters.
The beef eaters.
Not the chicken eaters, the beef eaters.
Right,
I just want to tell you now, we have done this section of the show, probably about 6 or 7 times. And it's been very successful. Don't spoil it. Because I've got nothing more to say tonight. And you'll all be going home, getting up tomorrow for work, whatever you people do. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What is your name, child?
My name's Sean.
Sean, speaking to the microphone, Sean.
Sean. Yeah. Oh, hello.
Sean.
Yes.
Begin, please.
Many years ago, I used to work at a hotel in Heathrow.
Hotel in Heathrow, yeah.
Yeah. The night manager.
Right.
At certain times at midnight, we would switch off all the fire doors and the magnets will deactivate and all the fire doors will shut, obviously for safety's reasons.
Just a minute.
It's getting there.
I don't know the protocol, but shutting all the fire doors so they all locked in a hotel in Heathrow sounds a bit dangerous to me.
No. I'll explain. On every level,
yeah,
there are a set of fire doors. Then in the daytime, those doors are propped open.
So yes.
Cleaners can go through, guests can go through. But they automatically, the magnets go off and they swing. They're still not locked. They're swinging doors.
Okay.
So they close shut. In case there's a fire, keeps all the victims in. But
I've got it. Yeah.
So on this particular floor, fourth floor, the fire doors wouldn't shut.
Right, go on.
And this went on for 3 days.
All right.
Maintenance will come and have a look at it. They test it.
Yeah.
Every time at midnight, flick the lights. Sorry, flick the switch. The doors wouldn't shut on that floor.
Right.
On the fourth day, a cleaner came to one of the rooms, which had a do not disturb sign.
Right.
That sign was on that door for 3 days. When she went in, a man had committed suicide in that room and was lying on a bed with plastic over his head. And that's no word of a lie. I'm not lying.
What is...
I poked him.
The... What is the connection with the door, though? You think... No, I... That seems to be two separate stories, mate. That's the only thing.
Well, I've got a feeling that he was trying to pass through. And on that day, the doors failed to close because... Somewhere
you've got a
in
feeling.
There.
Who's the clairvoyant medium psychic here? You or me? I don't know anything about fire doors. As far as I'm concerned, you're f***ing it up. You're supposed to leave the thing open.
No.
But
no.
Apparently, yes, that's true. A man may have wanted to pass through the porthole.
Any porthole.
To, yeah, I think you've got a point there. How did the man die? Suicide, was it?
Suicide.
Asphyxia wank or a suicide?
Well, the maid came in and found he had taped... plastic bag over his head.
Yeah.
And he was just lying there in his underpants. He was from South Africa. And there was just suitcase balls. I know because I had to go there and investigate this crap. So, yeah. It wasn't me that done it. I just want to say that now.
Just keep talking, mate. You're hanging yourself. You seem to know a lot about this guest. Which flight did he come in on?
Well, funnily enough, we did go through his wallet and found his air ticket, but that's besides the point.
Sorry, just a minute. You claim not to know anything about it. There was a bloke, it was taped, this plastic bag, round his neck. He's from South Africa. He went through his wallet. He'd been there for 3 days. You knew that.
Oh, yeah.
What, had he been murdered or it was a self-inflicted thing?
Well, when the maid got there, just found it around his head, so I assume he committed suicide.
Well, you that's assume, mate. Said. I mean, yeah. We've only got your word for it, haven't we? You don't work there anymore, do you? You said.
Yeah. Losing too many guests, I don't know why.
Where do you work now? Doesn't have to, he's nicked all his fucking money from this South African. But...
I've retired now, yeah, but...
Well, I think that's very good. Remind me of your name.
Peter.
Oh, that's... Oh, come on! Peter, allegedly Peter, hesitating. Well, it wasn't bad. It was a bit grim, wasn't it?
Well, it's spooky, isn't it?
Well, it's not spooky, it's...
Murderous.
It's murderous, yeah. It's incriminating is the word I was looking for. Well, I think that's nudging it.
Yeah, we've got one here.
Oh, all right. Hello.
Hello, do you mind coming
What's
over?
What's your name, my child?
My name's Gary
okay.
Clinton.
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, I've got a funny feeling this isn't going to trouble the...
Come on, Gary.
The award committee. Gary, please regale us with this story.
So, I work in an old hospital, and I've worked with some people, and there's an old nurse called Nurse Rolf.
Yeah.
During the First World War, she served 32 years in the hospital. Bomb landed...
During the First World War? It only went on for 4 years. Was it 32 years, the First World War? Go on, carry on. During that time, I've got it, Nurse Rowe, yeah.
So,
Oh.
We've had people sleep in the building. It's not a hospital now.
Right.
And during that time, they felt Nurse Rolf touch her, wake people up, tucking her in with an icy digit. Now...
Sounds like his granddad's cock, doesn't it?
Now, I know you're going to think this is strange, but equally, we've had people go into the toilet and the door's been locked and they've not been able to get out for a very long time.
Are you just copying everyone else's story? Yeah, go on.
I can honestly say people have come to me and I've seen the fear in their eyes and I believe this is true, Clinton. And I bought tickets for Roller Ghost and I'll see you in Bexhill.
Have the both of them.
Hey!
Have the both of them. Have the both of them. Thank you. Thank you. Six out of ten. Six out of ten. Well done. Oh, what was that about? I don't know. Anyway, something about the nurse. Come on, who else does... Yes. Thank you. You, my love.
I got one here.
And suddenly, you see...
One here, lady.
You, my love. Yes, in the green. Thank you. From Blackburn.
Hey, I'm not. I'm from Doncaster.
Oh,
on the
not
side,
to fucking
mate.
Show off. No one likes a show off.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Go on, my love.
Hey, this is a story about this place.
What?
Woo! Right, so... we help do all-nighter here. And I'm working on door upstairs.
Yeah, here, at the 100 Club.
Yes. Yeah, at 100 Club. And it was Christmas time, we were doing Christmas special.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who works down here on Cloakroom.
Yeah.
Called Tattoo Dave.
Yeah.
Anyway, halfway through night, Dave comes running upstairs and goes, oh my God, oh, coat hangers have just flung off at rail. Yeah, or coat hangers have just clattered and come off at rail. I was like, oh, my God, Dave, that's mad. And he goes, yeah, it's Spirit old of the old cloakroom attendant, and you'll never guess who it was.
Who were it?
It actually, Shane McGowan used to do a cloakroom down here, and it was a week that he died.
True story.
Oh my.
Can I also add that Tattoo Dave also has the chemical symbol for fucking, what is it?
MDMA.
MDMA tattooed on his inside.
Who does?
Tattoo Dave. So it might not be true, but it's...
Just to go through story again, you were upstairs and downstairs, Tattoo Dave, ghostly.
Hello.
That's right.
Yeah, I was upstairs on booth.
On booth.
Working.
Yeah.
Grafting. And
Tattoo Dave run up and said he saw the
coat hangers fly off at rail.
Fly off?
Fly off. And he said, there's a ghost down there.
Well, it's a good...
And it was the week that Shane McGowan died.
Yeah.
Well, who used to be cloakroom attendant at the night.
Stop talking now. But the thing is... They... Wouldn't it shit us all up if suddenly something happened with Shane McGowan right now?
Good try.
No, right, let's... One second, we've got another lady... Here, what have we got? You, my love. What's your name, my love?
Zara.
Yeah. Go on.
So, I moved to the UK in 2005.
Right.
And the first house that my parents rented had really cheap rent. We were unsure why. My bedroom was right below the attic. And every night I told my parents, I can hear a sound. I can hear someone walking upstairs in the attic.
Right.
And the landlord said the attic hasn't been used for a really long time. The house was built in the 30s.
Yeah.
And on the 10-year anniversary of us being in that house, we had some visitors that wanted to come and take a photo of the house and see that it was still standing.
And just visitors at the door, not ghostly visitors.
Yeah. Not people that we knew.
Yeah.
And they wanted to take a photo, and we asked why. And it's because every 10 years, their friend who, I'm following the suicide theme, who had committed suicide, they always took a photo, and that friend was in the upstairs window whenever they took a photo. And they brought a photo with them as proof.
Right.
So we decided to take a photo, and sure enough, there was a person in the upstairs window in the photo. And so... My parents then started to believe my theory that something is upstairs.
Right.
And they got someone to come and go into the attic, and there was a wrapped-up mannequin that had gathered dust for, don't know how many, 30, 40-odd years at that point.
Yeah.
And they had the mannequin wrapped-up thing removed, and 5 years later, the sounds came back, and they went back upstairs, and they checked, and the mannequin was back. But this time it wasn't wrapped.
This time it was unwrapped?
It wasn't wrapped this time. And it was a silicone mannequin that weighed probably the size of an average man. And we then moved houses. And it's been vacant since for the last few years.
That has sent a shiver all the way down my spine, round my anus and right up round my ball bag. Do you see what's involved to win a fucking prize? That was very good, Zara. Zara's in the lead, I'm here to tell you. That was very good. Anyone else want to... Yes! The other young man here.
It's probably going to sound like bollocks, but it's actually true.
No, don't do yourself down. It hasn't stopped anyone else.
When I moved to London, I went to go and work at the Savoy. And I looked
Where
after...
did you hail from, child?
Harrogate in Yorkshire.
Oh, I know. It's very posh, yeah.
It's not really. And I moved down to the Savoy.
And the Savoy?
Yeah. I used to look after all the mental guests, all the crazy ones.
Yeah.
And there was a crazy guest that was getting married with us in one of the big rooms down near the Thames.
Yeah.
And three people at the wedding all said to me, there's a little ginger kid running about. This is an adults-only wedding.
Right. Nicola Sturgeon, where was he?
I said, I haven't seen any ginger kids running about. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, This is the part that sounds like bollocks, but it's not.
Because she has signed that for us, Nicola Sturgeon. Lovely. Go on.
This was in my third week, and I actually saw a ginger kid on the steps.
Hideous.
At the Savoy. No, I did, a little kid, ginger kid.
What, like a ghostly version?
Just like a ginger kid.
There's no one to be aggressive. And they said, this ginger ghost, it's not for everyone, it's all right, love, I'll see you later. And so, hold on. So, yeah, they said a ginger ghost runs around, yeah.
Yeah, and I knew that part of the hotel where the wedding was, that you could have no children in there because it was for a VIP.
Okay.
I went to the night manager, who's called Hillary.
Right.
Who's been there for about 30 years. Right. And I said, right, there's a ginger kid running about at this wedding. I said, let's get security and let's try and find it and get it out.
Well, it's not illegal to be ginger. Let's get that straight. Big stream, isn't it? Get security to get him out. What, you worried about the Insta or something, were you? What? Yeah.
And he said, they've checked everything. There's definitely no children in that wedding. That evening...
No gingers. Clear on the gingers.
Yeah.
That evening, the night manager came in and I said...
Here we go. I was going to say...
Cheers,
don't
Peter.
Let this ginger kid anywhere him.
Serial killer.
Yeah. The night manager
came in. The night manager came in and I said, right, have we located the ginger kid? And it was all a bit of a joke. but then it was all passed over. And then he said to me, there's only one room with a balcony in the Savoy, which is 826, that looks over the Thames. And he said, in 1947, a ginger kid...
I remember the headlines. Yeah, I remember. I've seen it. The Times of London. Ginger kid goes missing in... Man called Peter. Strongly... strong suspicions. A bloke called Peter bumped him off. Yeah.
A ginger kid fell off the balcony.
Kid falls off balcony. I remember it.
And the child was a ghost.
Great punchline. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And the child was a ghost. Thank you. Just adding that a bit at the end is not going to win you a T-shirt. Oh, have we ripped the arse out of this now? Oh. Well, what's the time? You've all got to go and do your boring jobs tomorrow, haven't you? Should we go? We better probably finish, do you think? What's the time now, please? What's the time? 10 o'clock? 9:59, thank you. Just a chat. One more person, just to really, really knock it out of the park. There's one over here.
Over there.
Come on.
Over there.
The sauce. Oh, it's clear. Clear. Oh, my God. Do you remember Clear? Do you remember Clear from the other week? She's on the podcast. And she told a very, very spooky story about a lady who went to a postbox, didn't she? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Brilliant story. Claire, please speak into the microphone.
My husband died.
Can you speak up, please?
My husband died some years ago.
Well, keep it light.
And when we were courting...
Courting, yeah.
I remember standing at a bus stop in the rain and he suddenly said to me, if I die before you, I'm going to come back and pull your toes.
Pull your toes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was upset at the time because I thought...
Well, the time when he said that, yeah.
No, I thought, fancy wanting to control me from, you know, the other side.
Yes, okay. But which side did you want him to control you on? Not your toes, presumably.
But anyway, so he died before me, and sure enough, he came back. I felt him. The duvet was lifted up.
The what?
the duvet. He was he was pulling my toes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yes. For definite.
And that that was really soon after he died.
Oh God.
So, you know, about a month or two after he died. So yeah. I said to him, because
she's overcome with grief. You said to him,
Keith, stop it.
Stop it, yeah. Yeah.
I said, stop it. You don't.
Stop it, yes.
I said, don't make me scared.
You all, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and he did stop. So, 3 years on...
Yes.
I met a man.
A different man. Yeah.
And so I went to visit this man.
Yes.
And, sure.
Does this end in something scary, or...?
No, so I went... I met a man and he invited me for dinner.
Oh, yes.
And as the evening went on... And
yes.
So, we suddenly heard all the pots and pans in the kitchen...
Bloody hell. Swinging, yeah.
Yeah. And although I said nothing, I knew it was Keith.
You knew it was Keith?
I said nothing to the man...
The man you were with, yeah? But you knew it was Keith. Keith was the previous husband, or the waiter, or the...
No, I knew it was Keith who came back.
Okay.
To remind me that he said, you know...
About the toes.
Yeah.
Have you finished? Yeah, you have?
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, I said nothing to the man. And
you didn't say anything to the man about the toes?
He just heard the pots and pans.
Heard the pots and pans, yeah, well... Well, the first half was good, wasn't it? But the... Clear, thank you. Thank you. Poor old Keith. Right, well... Well, I think we've probably killed that now.
Can I sit down?
Quicker than Peter with a ligature. You can sit down. The assistant, thank you for the assistant there. Well, that was a lot of fun. I think that I will be definitely giving a T-shirt to the mannequin... girl. What was your name, my love? Zara. I think it's probably this one, Monolocal Mixtape, because the other one's a bit of a big one. And what? Anyone have any particular preference to the other load of shit, the other stories? The other stuff. The assistant doesn't deserve a T-shirt for that. Whose? Pete, I think probably Pete. I think Pete had a little bit of detail, didn't it? Pete, take this to go with all your South African wardrobe that you got on that day. You just want the bag? You genius! You bloody genius! Oh, God. Listen, can I just say, please, can you please come back to February the 11th? It's the last one for a while. And I'll be honest with you, we've only sold about 60 tickets. We have got two fantastic headliners, because it's the last one, coming on. And I really would love to see you on the 11th of February. Patreon.
patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.